Art thou the only stranger in Jerusalem, and knowest thou not these things? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you for coming this Easter Monday, the second day of our Easter, the third glorious Mass of our Lord's resurrection. As I was reading St. Gregory's sermon just before Mass in Matins, it occurs to me that yesterday's sermon, story about St. Francis and the Easter dinner that went awry, was actually unusually apposite, not only because it took place on Easter, but also that when you get to the punchline, St. Francis says, "Doesn't anyone have a plate for a poor stranger or wanderer?" That's our Lord, not only seen in the person of our Lord, but our Lord who most earnestly desires to eat with us, to have us to his Holy Communion. And that's why today's long, beautiful Easter Monday gospel, which occurred on Easter Sunday afternoon towards evening, is so very appropriate as well for this day. And I must say that some days I really do like Luke. He tells a wonderful story, doesn't he? It's a long one, but worth listening to. Our Lord's the stranger. He's the perfect teacher. He joins Luke and Cleophas. They're on their way down to Emmaus for some reason or another. And he just listens to them. He doesn't interrupt them. They pour out their soul. They tell their whole story. And then our Lord rebukes them as a teacher would. And in effect, he says to them, "You fatheads, what's the matter with you? Don't you understand? Don't you remember? Didn't you learn anything?" The teacher's frustration comes out, but in a gentle, sort of a humorous way with them. And then he, the divine teacher, instructs them, and he takes them through all of the prophecies and shows them how it must be. And slowly the light bulb — teachers must have this experience sometime — slowly the light bulb is going on upstairs, and their eyes are a little bit at a time being opened. And that's a joy to them. And then we get to the crunch. It's dinner time. How was your Easter dinner, finally? We had a fine one, thanks to the hospitality or charity of many of you who are so generous with us. It was sort of a grazing meal, and it was just sort of perfect for the occasion. It was really a very pleasant Easter dinner. But what if you had offered the food to us, and we had said, "Oh, no, we couldn't possibly trouble you. Please don't go to any bother." No, there's no. Our tendency in American culture would have been to shrug our shoulders and say, "Well, I guess not." But in the Semitic world, and even in the Latin world in Europe, you wouldn't take no for an answer. St. Gregory says the office of hospitality or charity, supernatural charity, is to insist and to force. And so they forced our Lord, Luke and Cleophas did, to have some supper with them in the inn. And they argue with him, and they say, "Look, it's almost the day is far past. It's towards evening. Ad vesperashit. We have to stop and eat something. Now come in. We won't take no for an answer." And then in Luke's telling, the meal turns into a mass. And our Lord does the same gestures he did a few days before at the Last Supper. He takes the bread and he blesses it, and he breaks it, just as St. Francis did too, for that symbolic last meal with his disciples before he died. And just at that very point, as he's breaking and giving it to them, their eyes are opened and he disappears. He has done his work. They need see him no longer. And the lesson is given. That surely is the idea of the church. I mean, forcing hospitality, because our Lord is the wanderer. He's the stranger. And who would have pity on him, St. Francis says, sitting in the ashes with a little bit of his Easter dinner on a borrowed plate. Who'd have pity on him? Our Lord wants us to have pity on him, And therefore, the church, as it were, forces our Lord's hospitality on us. That must be the idea, one of them, behind the Sunday and the Holy Day obligation, and behind, too, the Easter precept of one decent Holy Communion properly received in sanctifying grace during the Easter season, which extends all the way back to Lent. That's the idea. And our Lord, in his mystical body, the church, won't take no for an answer. Our Lord is the poor stranger, and he cannot be happy at anything else, not at a high table beautifully decorated, unless we sup with him. We receive our communion with him, which is the height of our participation in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Let our Lord, these wonderful Easter days, now that so much of the work now is done, and you're resting and relaxing a bit, as you certainly must, let our Lord continue to show you his hospitality, and you show to him our Eucharistic Christ, you show to him the generosity of your charity. He won't take no for an answer. You must accept his invitation. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.